This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Browns getting ready for the draft. We're going nuts on that. Playoffs starting up on Sunday with the Cavaliers. We're going nuts on that. Guardians going up and down. We're kind of trying to be patient with that. Don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday. Or if you're out on the go, you can stream us at 923thefan.com on your phone with the free Odyssey app. We've been chatting a little draft this morning, and yeah, it's nice having a pick in the first round again, isn't it?
Well, it's like, what did you say? Dan said yesterday, it's like, this feels like it's been months. I'm like, it's 4 years since we've had a pick. You know, that's the hard part.
Been a while.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you feel like...
Been a while.
Like, this is taking forever, it is taking forever. Less than 7 days, though. What do we have, 6 days and 9 hours left?
So yeah.
Until we get to that draft?
Travis Hunter plays wide receiver, possibly plays corner. And I started thinking, okay... They've not done anything at wide receiver yet. And I'm a little surprised by that. And I was wondering if the Browns maybe should make another move even before the draft at wide receiver. And so I did...
Like a trade?
No, I did a little looking at guys who are free agents and who have yet to be signed. You know, take a look at the skill positions on this team. What has changed since the offseason? What has changed? You've lost Elijah Moore in free agency, but he's still available. You've lost Nick Chubb in free agency, but he's still available.
Mm-hmm.
And at tight end, you haven't brought in anybody who makes you think, yes, there we go.
I think they're going to draft tight end. So,
well, they might at some point, but that mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily mean you're drafting a guy who's going to change the spot. And so I thought, who's still available? And then I thought, would you? And if so, when would you? Amari Cooper is probably the highest-ranked wide receiver out there in free agency still. It went so well last year, the Browns traded him to Buffalo. He went to Buffalo, Andy. He wasn't very good. And you could make the argument, it's not much of an argument, that last year was the most challenging season of Amari Cooper's career, the least productive season, and he'll turn 31 years old in June. He went to Buffalo, you know, Josh Allen, they were all excited in Buffalo. Here comes a big-time wide receiver for Josh, blah, 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 blah. With Buffalo, he had one big game. It was against the Rams. He was targeted 14 times, had six catches for 95 yards. And then in three playoff games with Buffalo, which is where, you know, you want the guy to shine, right?
Right.
They threw him only eight passes.
So does that mean he's bad, or does that mean they didn't give him the ball?
Well, it means it didn't work. They threw it to him eight times. He caught six balls in three playoff games for a total of 41 yards. So he was basically a non-factor in the playoffs for the Buffalo Bills. And he's not back in Buffalo.
If you're Josh Allen, are you going to the guys you know, or are you going to a guy that you've played half a season with, or, you know, a year?
But you brought him in to be one of the guys, you know?
Yeah, but that's still, once you say hike, it doesn't matter. That quarterback controls everything. Well, the offensive coordinator could scream to you until he's blue in the face, get Amari Cooper the ball, and if you choose at the last second to throw somewhere else, who's it on?
It went so well in Buffalo, they haven't brought him back.
Okay. Is that his fault or is it the team's fault? Or is it the quarterback's fault?
All it is a fact.
Okay.
He's not back in Buffalo. He is still available.
I still think he's a good wide receiver.
Folks, would you want Amari Cooper back here? And would you want him back maybe before the draft, Andy? 216-474-0092. I'll tell you this. Yes, I would take him back and I would sign him before the draft. If, and I don't know the behind the scenes, if Amari's departure here was not based on any conflict between Amari, the coaching staff, and any player who may play a prominent role on this team this year. Was there something there with the quarterback? Yeah, maybe. Maybe he and Deshaun weren't on the same page ever. Remember, he had some really good games with some guy named Flacco.
That's exactly what I was thinking the whole time. So why would, I mean.
That's why, Andy, that's why Amari, reasonable contract. If he's open to a reasonable contract, if I'm the Browns, I bring him back. And then I have Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper, who's one of the great route runners in NFL history, Cedric Tillman, who was really good with Jameis last year, and let's just say Travis Hunter. All of a sudden, that's a wide receiver crew that I can wrap my arms around and say, yep, I'm good to go. I'd even think about bringing back Elijah Moore. He's still available, and he's not going to cost you a lot of money.
They also picked up DeAndre Carter, too. I forgot about him.
Well, but he's going to return kicks.
Yeah.
This wide receiver group would do something for me, and I think it could work. You'd go five deep. Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, and that's the crew you started last year with.
Right.
And Travis Hunter. And you'd have Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickens at quarterback or a young guy. It didn't work with Deshaun Watson. My guess is Deshaun doesn't play this year, and that doesn't matter. Would you do that?
Yeah, I would do that. You also have David Bell and Jamari Thrash. Like, I still don't.
I bet
think
they're not on the team. Thrash might be.
Thrash, I would put more money only because he's been here less years.
Been here less time.
Yeah. But I mean, Bell was a third round pick. Is this the year for Cedric Tillman to have to prove something?
Cedric proved everything he needed to prove last year while Jameis was a quarterback until he had a concussion, until Cedric got hurt. But that's not long enough in the NFL to prove that you belong. But with Jameis at quarterback, Cedric was really good, Andy. He was really good. And that's why I'm okay with bringing him back and having him as a key part of this.
With Joe at quarterback, Amari was really good.
Exactly, yeah, right. So, and that's why I really think about bringing back Amari Cooper. If there was an issue with Amari and Deshaun Watson, well, Deshaun's probably not playing this year. If the issue was with Amari and Ken Dorsey, well, Ken Dorsey's not here anymore. He seemed to get along fine with Kevin Stefanski during his run here. I'd bring Amari Cooper back, and I would try to do it before the draft. And I'd think about Elijah Moore probably after the draft. Probably after the draft for Elijah Moore. Because you might pick up a wide receiver in the third round who you might actually like, and you think, okay, we don't need Elijah because we have this guy and we want to give him rep.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, look at those numbers with him and Flacco. I mean,
they were really good.
Through the roof.
He had that big, 200 and something?
65-yard game against Houston, right.
I mean, that was big time.
Well, he also had the 75-yard catch in that game, too. But it's just I just
can't take those away.
You look at those numbers.
Butch Davis, if only we held him from those 440-yard runs, we'd have had a big day.
You know, he had 450 yards in receptions the last three games of the season.
With Joe Flacco,
yeah.
Gives you something to think about, doesn't it? Can I go another step on you here?
Three touchdowns. 30, almost 25, or 20-plus receptions.
Right now, you're sitting at running back with Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard Mary Kay. She made it sound like once the draft is over, they'll probably bring Nick back.
I would think that that's the case.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I think that would make a lot of people happy. The question is what role will Nick fill when they bring him back? If he, again, the video was hard to argue with the strength being back in his legs. Is that game strength or not?
But can you? I think the team would be making a mistake if they brought Nick Chubb back, and I don't think they're going to do this. If they brought Nick Chubb back and said you are the number one running back, period, I don't think that's going to happen. I think Nick could pull it off, maybe. I'm not going to bet against him on that, but I would almost bet you that they draft a running back in the first three rounds, in this draft especially.
Well, with that many picks that early, yes.
I think that's a part of it. Tim is in Richmond, Virginia. Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. Thank you.
Go Spiders. Something you don't hear every day here.
No, don't hear it every day here either.
Yeah.
What I would say real quick is just on the Amari Cooper angle. I was a huge Amari Cooper fan when he was here. Mm-hmm. I also appreciated the way they handled the Amari Cooper situation. Probably one of the few people who would say that, because I felt like extending him would have been a mistake. And I watched Amari Cooper in Buffalo just because I watched the playoff games. Not like I was following every Buffalo game before the playoffs, but in the playoffs, I was surprised they threw it to him eight times. He did not look like the same guy.
No.
He was not separating the way that he used to with his route running. I didn't know if there was an injury that may have not been disclosed, but he just didn't look the same. So I'm not saying I'm opposed to bringing him back, but I think we'd have to temper the expectations of what version of Amari Cooper we get if they make that type of move.
If they did it, Tim, I would think, Tim, he would slot in as your number 2-3 receiver if you're going to put those guys in number, assuming they take Travis Hunter. I'm just assuming that. And assuming Jerry Jeudy would be above him in the pecking order. But if you put Amari in, who's a terrific route runner, man, what a resource for Travis Hunter if you happen to draft Travis Hunter. And Jerry Jeudy has already, expounded upon how Amari Cooper is somebody he's really looked up to. Even at 31, even with what you saw, Tim, what I saw from Amari this year, I'd still add him back into this crew.
No, that was a great point you made about, him being able to be a mentor for Travis Hunter, and especially if he's not seeing number one corners because he's your number three guy, then that's a lot more palatable. I would be in favor of bringing him back. It's just more so, we know how fans can sometimes get, it's kind of like temper the expectations. If you bring him in, you're not expecting that you're bringing him in to be the number one guy or number two guy even. But he's more there to be another serviceable body in that room who can be kind of an adult in the room, if you will. And that's more of the lens of Amari Cooper.
Tim, good thoughts. Call more, would you?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim.
Call more frequently. We'd appreciate it. There's another spot. We were talking about Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, you're assuming, we're all assuming the Browns are going to draft a running back and fairly high. Nick Chubb's still a free agent?
Mm-hmm.
Do these names do anything for you? I want to watch Menigan's head explode.
Over Nick Chubb or?
No, but if for some reason it didn't work out with Nick, they're going to draft somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Gus Edwards. J.K. Dobbins. Cam Akers. Akers has come back from serious injury, but he looked pretty good with Minnesota when he went back in there last year. Do those guys do anything for you? I wouldn't mind. They're going to draft somebody. We know that at running back. And my guess is when they draft somebody at running back, that guy's going to be at least co-number one running back. I would love it to be Nick Chubb. And if it weren't Nick Chubb, I would take Gus Edwards. I would really take J.K. Dobbins. And I'd take Cam Akers.
You could talk all you want about this. The Browns are going to have the opportunity to take one of the either the kid from North Carolina, Hampton, or either one of the...
They're not going to take Hampton. He's going to go in the first round.
Okay, I think so, too. But, I mean, the opportunity is there for him if they wanted to. Yeah. I'm not saying they're going to take him at two. I would rather have either one of the Ohio State running backs in Judkins or Henderson because they don't have the miles on the tire and they can both play.
At 33 or maybe in the third round.
I would take either one of those guys. And I don't know which one's going to last longer in the NFL. That'll be interesting.
It doesn't matter. They're going to have 7 to 10 year careers. They're running backs.
Mm. Well, the beauty of it is because they played together last year at Ohio State, neither one of them is coming in burned out.
You know,
that's the one knock on the top. I'll let you talk about it, but the knock on the number one guy.
Well, there's
who I think is fantastic.
There's one guy in this draft who, if you listen to all of the theys who Menigan talked about earlier,
the Menigamies.
There's one guy in this draft who people think is an absolute premier talent, absolute beast, stud, absolute talent. He's at a position of need for the Browns, and they have a chance to take him at two, but he plays a position that they don't take at two anymore. Why? Because this might be the best pick of all. We touched on this earlier in the week. Ashton Jeanty to the Browns at two. Tell me why not. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.